Sounds True presents Self-Esteem, Your Fundamental Power, Session 4, Transforming the Self, Part 2, with Carolyn Mace.
In this session, we're going to apply the template of healthy self-esteem to the fundamental areas of life, which are relationships and creativity, or your highest potential. There's a relationship there, of course. Finances, your health, and spirituality. Mixed in there somewhere is your career. So I've just covered all the bases of life, and the question is, what would your life be like if you suddenly, gradually, eventually develop self-esteem? How would these parts of your lives change? Well, I can't discuss every relationship in your life, so we have to think about the subject of a relationship as an overall category, although you want to break it down in yourself, remembering that you have a template, so that self-esteem is something that you experience very differently, whether you're dealing with a romantic relationship versus a child relationship versus a friendship or work relationship. So you have different categories of self-esteem all over the place. But let's start with a really interesting thought, and that's, think of someone who, no matter what they said or do, can't tamper with your self-esteem at all. Think about that for a second. Is there anybody in your life that if they said to you, I just can't stand you, you'll never do anything with your life, and you just look at them and it has absolutely no impact at all. None. Squat. Now, I want you to ask yourself, why is that? What is it about your relationship with that person where it doesn't leave a dent? It doesn't leave a scratch, a dent. Nothing in your armor is even fazed. I had three situations in my life come up where a person gave me some seriously negative feedback. And I remember what was so awesome for me was that I didn't feel a thing. Now, I mean, it wasn't that I was shutting out and thinking, you just go away, you're not important to me. I wasn't doing the two-year-old game. I actually slipped into a different state of consciousness where, in perceiving them, it was as if I'd never met them. And I wasn't ignoring them. This is a state that I want to describe to you because it's fabulous. All right. It was a state where I suddenly drifted back and looked at them from a position of asking, what is it they're seeing? What are they looking at? What are they feeling? I wanted to get into them more than I wanted them in me. All right. Now, that's a fantastic shift. And this is what I'm talking to you about. In that instant, I realized, and I'm thinking of this one person in particular, that she had a level of rage. And it wasn't at me. It was at the fact that her life was taking a shape that it was taking. And somehow or other, whatever plans she had in her mind of how we might end up working together or whatever, just weren't materializing. Whatever plans she had along the ways of how if we ended up working together or writing together, whatever it was. However it is, as I saw that, I realized that that sense in me of I had to hold center and it wouldn't have mattered what I did. Nothing would matter. That person would see me in that way. And when I realized that, it wasn't even a numbness. There was an ability to compassionately look at this person and let the experience happen without taking it personally. And there are your cues. To be very personal without taking it personally. There is a richness to personal impersonalness. When I think of God, I think of the universe as the paradox of being incredibly intimate within an impersonal system. Because the laws of the universe are the laws of the universe, no matter who you are. But how you engage with them is incredibly intimate. The rules are the rules, but the engagement is intimate. Now, when you're in a relationship and you think about relationships that haven't had a dent, I want you to think about and shift that template and imagine, what would healthy self-esteem look like? Here, you turn the mirror completely on yourself. This has nothing to do with anybody else. It has to do with you. And the place where you go is, how do you behave? How does your behavior, what does your behavior trigger in you because of low self-esteem? Now, I want you to ask yourself some questions here, because nothing, you cannot look at any other person to gauge your self-esteem. This time, it's you and you and you. So, let's look at your behavior. Are you manipulative? Ask yourself that question. And then, so you're going to answer yes. It's just going to happen. Because just imagine I'm standing in front of you and saying, don't even consider saying no. Now it's yes, and what's your style? And you got to answer this, because guess what? If you develop a different kind of esteem means I got to give up going behind the scenes and approach my life directly. Think about people where their sense of esteem is so calm or so intact that they're able to say what they need to say about themselves, clear as anything. They're able to say, you know what? I got to tell you, that doesn't work for me. Or, I really need to do this at this stage in my life. And I've had that moment and would think to myself, God, if I had to tell you the same thing, I would have had to go through 9 kinds of I don't know what. And I would have found excuses and who knows what.